The aim of Black Mental Matters is to tell experiences with honesty. Therefore, some discussions may trigger an adverse reaction. If a discussion is beginning to upset you, we advise that you please stop listening and talk to your support team.
Hey everyone, it's your boy Vince the Voice, and this is Black Mental Matters, dealing with our minds, how we act, you know, our mental health, all those kinds of great things. I hope it's going good for you. I'm excited here again, as always, because, you know, being a businessman, one thing I learned early on, even before going out on my own, was that customer service was key to success for any type of business, relationship, what have you. And so, you know, I put a priority on it, and it's allowed me and afforded me an opportunity to do all kinds of things all over the country, outside the country, and I think that we take it for granted. And so I wanted to make sure that the Black community understood that customer service can make or break you in your career, your job, your business. And I have reached out to a brother friend of mine that, hey, he just blows me away because he is the king of customer service. You're going to enjoy it. Lock it in. Take away some notes. Once again, this is Black Mental Matters, and it starts right now. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it gives me great pleasure to introduce, I think, one of the luckiest men on earth. I mean, if you follow him, he's just doing all kind of great things, a beautiful family, and is always positive about things. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, without further ado, here he is, DJ Webb.
Thanks for having me, Vince. What an introduction, man, and it's a blessing to be on the call with you. And you know, everyone knows you around the world, nationwide, as being just as positive as well and doing great things in the community and helping promoting everybody. So it's a blessing to be on the call. Thanks for having me, Vince.
Man, you see the crowd is just going crazy. Oh man, DJ Webb, it's a pleasure, and thank you for taking the time, man, to be with me. You one of the hardest working brothers. It's a couple of us out here. I kind of put myself a little bit in there, but then we got Eric. We are on a grind, man, and you're on your own as a DJ, which I was a DJ, you know, when I was younger, and you, everybody who does a little DJing, they would love to do it full time. You actually do it full time, and I just admire the diversity of the type of work you do. You're not just, you know, at Club Crucial. I mean, I see you doing bar mitzvahs, anything, man. I say this brother is good. You know, how did that journey, let's just start there. How did that journey begin for you, man?
Of course, with every mobile DJ, you start off typically doing maybe one genre. You start off with the basics. But my creativity throughout the years, and I've been doing this since 88, 89, in which I started off just doing club work.
Okay.
So, keeping it basic, and then as you meet great people and different people, you become more diverse. I started to get into different genres of music and different other aspects of the industry. Mm-hmm. You know, it just started off, you know, one step at a time. And then, like you say, meeting different people, connecting, networking, and you learn different things, and it goes from there.
Right. And that's why I think it's so important, this discussion we're going to have, man, because, you know, customer service to me is so very important. And I don't care if it's your own business or when you're working for somebody else, you know, at a job, you know, knowing how to navigate and keep, well, we got a saying, moving that needle forward in your career, whatever it can be. And so I know along the way, there was times when you was like, man, are you all crazy? But then you had to handle it. Just as a general question, how important for what you do, Brother DJ Webb, is customer service?
It's priority. It starts there. And in fact, to stay in business as long as I have, you have to put the customer's needs and wants at priority, you know? So with Webb's DJ Services, I've actually kind of switched that up a little bit, and I look at it more as hospitality.
Okay.
You know, you go with hospitality, that's you going above and beyond.
Yes.
So if I'm running a half off special, I don't treat that event as if, okay, I'm just only charging half. I treat it like it's the top paying gig, you know?
Yes.
And I'm and hearing what the customer needs and what they want and trying to give them a little bit more than that, you know? And that's what keeps me going by word of mouth. So customer service is everything. It's like the, it's the prayer. In my case, I'm a Christian. So in the Lord's Prayer, I say I'm on my knees and saying my prayer every night. You know, I say it when I get up in the morning. It's just like making a bed up. So that's what customer service is to WebCJ Services. It's priority. I don't go to bed without prioritizing it, and I don't wake up without prioritizing it.
And again, like I say, you have such a diverse clientele, man. I mean, I look this brother up. I mean, again, you know, whether it's a wedding, playing music for our basketball teams out here in the community, whether it's some A-list or VIP list type of, and sometimes I'm like, man, I wonder who, because you'll say, I can't tell you who it is, man, but we had a good time last night. Yeah. I'm packing my stuff up at 4 a.m, and then they gave me a $100, $200, $500 tip. I'm like, good Lord, boy. I mean, and so I really want people to understand that you know, having good customer service, because, you know, I'm on my own too, and I say they pass me around sometimes like a $10 taco because, you know, say, I know this guy that's going to take care of you. You said it. You said that word of mouth. It gets out. It is very, very, very important, right?
Yes, sir. You know, when you speak of the A-list events and the corporate events, you know.
That's right, corporate.
You know, the clients, when you can go and take care of the clients and they know they can trust you, and the confidentiality part of it also. I have clients to where when I come in, you know, the cell phone got to be left. You know, once you set up and everything, you got to drop it all off because they want to have a good time. And then there are some clients who want that also, but because of our tenure together, I don't have to turn in my cell phone. They know I'm going to keep quiet or keep the event private, more to say than saying keep quiet. But knowing that you got a company that can come in, you can count on them. They're going to be on time, be early, bring the quality that they need and get it done. You know, so there are some corporations that bring me and they put me on planes, the little private planes, because they want to make sure that audio is right when they get there, you know, and those are events that I'm not even actually DJing. They know my ear. They know my expertise and, you know, me want everything close to perfect, if not perfect. If that even exists, you see? So I have about 7 clients that pay me, that fly me out to the events to make sure that the company who they hired through the events facilities, that everything is on point. So, you know, having clients throughout the years that trust you and they don't want anybody touching that event but you. And that comes with a lot of time, you know? So throughout the years, I've built relationships with clients like that.
Man, you said the word right there, the trust, man. That's right, because, you know, it's my party. I got a lampshade on my head. I didn't pull my pants down. You know, just acting. I didn't had a good time because I just turned 50 or whatever that situation is. I don't need to be seeing my pictures out there the next day because the DJ or whoever was there started taking these pictures. So I can really understand the level of trust. And not only, you know, in situations like that, but, you know, proprietary information. You don't want to show the product. If they didn't tell you to show the product, don't show the product if they didn't. That's, you know, nothing. Those kinds of things. And so again, folks, I mean, this show, this podcast is based around mental health, and I always say, yeah, we're going to talk about those clinical things when people, you know, have depression or alcoholism, whatever those things, but also just how we deal with situations in life. And this topic that we're talking about, customer service, how you service and work with other people, I think is just as important, because it will make or break you as a business person. It'll make or break you as an employee. I mean, I've worked before I went out on my own in 96. I worked a number of jobs. I was a king of jobs. Ain't no problem with me getting a job if I needed one. But I took each of those jobs, DJ Webb, as it was my own. I didn't say I'm just here for these 8 hours. No, I'm going to put all my time in, all my energy to make it the best. And as a result, you move up that ladder.
Yes.
You move up that ladder. I'm going to throw some things at you, DJ Webb, that, you know, when we talk about customer service and how you handle it. So one of the things that, especially when we talk about being a Black-owned business, a lot of customers, you know, you hear them out there complain about the lack of communication. Oh, it's been 3 weeks. I sent him an email and nobody responded to my email. I know you don't let that happen, right?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Because I'm that client. I'm that customer, too. Mm-hmm. If I got a question, I want to inquire about something, I'm not waiting 2-3 days for you to get back with me. And if I've hired you, of course, I'm going to be worried. If I ask a question through email or call you, you're not answering your phone. With me, you would think I have 200-300 people working for me. When this phone rings, are you going to jam a little bit? As you notice, you know, I got my hibbity hop going. You're going to jam a little bit. And your boy, I'm going to answer that phone. And if I don't answer, I'm going to get right back with each and every inquiring customer or client who have hired me already. They're going to get back. They're going to hear back from me within the hour or within the day. So the customer service and communication, getting right back with his customers to make sure that they're comfortable. Got to do it.
Tells me that one way you ensure your company's customer service etiquette is on point, to delegate tasks, have a team that's as passionate about the vision of your company as you. A lot of times them emails go unanswered because no one checked the box, but you at the forefront, you're going to check that box. That's what it's all about. You're right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I stay away from the text too. A lot of the young clients come through and they want to do everything via text. And, you know, the text can go many different ways.
Sideways.
Yeah. One of my ways of doing is to make sure that I get every email is or communication. I make sure it go through email, for one, for legal reasons too, in case I don't wake up. You know, my wife or somebody can see where I stopped to make sure. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So with text and cell phone, I try to stay away from that when it comes to the detail part of the contracts, you know, or what the customer needs. So I'm not saying, no, don't text me, don't call me. I like that because a lot of times customer call me and we'll talk. Then I say, hey, what we just talked about, we're going to follow up on email. That way I got it in writing because I am a one-man band. You will lose track of things if you don't format it, you know, correctly. So I try to make sure all my communication with each client is done via email for the most part.
Yeah. And I personally, if it's not email, we need to talk. Texting just kind of drives me crazy sometimes. And I don't know if it's my old age or what. It's just not as businesslike to me.
Right.
We'll just leave it at that. Well, how do you handle it, DJ Webb? Because I know sometimes when you get providing somebody a quote and they come back with, y'all, this brother, he black on, he charging too much. What do you say to those folks that say something like that to you or talking about you in that kind of way?
Well, every blue moon, I'll get that. Oh, it's too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to pat myself on the shoulder a little bit, not to brag, but I am very confident. Most of my clients come through word of mouth. So
right. When
they reach out to me, they want me.
Right.
You know, so, but what I do, and this may be one of the reasons I don't get people to say, oh my God, it's expensive. Depending on who, let's say you sent someone to me and you have, you know, because you're so great of a person, I cut the deal anyways.
Mm.
And that's one thing that's separates me from the others. Who sent you? Oh, this good guy. We're going to talk about this guy, and I'm talking about your family, you know, because I admire you as a person. So a lot of wonderful people refer me to clients, you know. So, hey, you know, because I know Vince and you're a good guy, you know, we do events together, work together. Here's what I'm going to do for your event. So I'm always kind of knocking some things off of my clients too. And then I, once I hear what they want and see what they need, I always try to give something extra too, you know. And I'll just give you a real quick example. It may be a small facility rental and they having a 50th or 40th birthday party, and I see it's a potential to bring in a screen or projector. Or if the facility has a screen and they charge them to use projector, I'll toss in something like that for them so they can run a slideshow or whatever, you know. But it doesn't kill me to add little stuff like that. So most of the time I don't get a lot of that. Oh, you're too expensive. But when I do, I just let them know, you know, those are my prices, and that's the best I can do. Now, I'm not running a special. If I'm running a special they didn't know about, I'll remind them of it or let them know, well, you could probably do this or do that. But I don't get a lot of complaints about my prices.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get it. I mean, we're a small business. Sometimes we got, no speakers and the turntable and the computer, all that kind of stuff. You know, it adds up with me, cameras and microphones. I mean, just one wireless set of microphones I have is like $600, you know. So, I have to make a profit. But for those of you who have some challenges with this, to avoid scaring off those customers with sky high prices, sometimes you got to go to the drawing board, brainstorm a pricing strategy that works for you and your target audience. Me personally, exactly. I always come out with the question of, what's your budget? When people ask me about, hey, we need a video to promote our upcoming this, I asked the question, what's your budget? Yes, I have a rate card, but that's the last thing I want to pull out. Because right. here's something, too, for you up-and-coming business people. Sometimes they was ready to pay more than you was talking about on that piece of paper.
Yep, I get that a good bit, too.
You see what I'm saying? Right. Yep. And folks want to, you know, pull out the paper and sign the contract. Well, hold, let's have a conversation. Let's get a relationship going with this client first, if you can. And you may find that, and as you said, it's nothing like, and I'm the same way. That's why we was attracted to each other. I'm going to exceed your expectations. I'm going to throw something extra in there, or I'm going to do something more than just do this thing that you asked me to do. At least I'm going to try to. I'm going to do it better than you thought you was going to get.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that jumps out there is folks say, oh, I can't find a black-owned business that do the kind of thing that I need. You know, I know that for you, word of mouth is big, but you also got to put yourself out there. If people don't know that you're there, how they going to hire you, right?
Exactly.
So how do you get your name out there, DJ Webb?
One of the bigger things I do is, Facebook. I'm on Facebook. I don't do the Twitter and Instagram. I'm not all over the social media world, but Facebook is one thing. And then my website, having the meta tag set. So when people are searching for DJs under certain zip codes in areas of city and states, it pops up. So having some understanding with a little bit of IT background to fix it to where my website information would pop up doing the Google and the Yahoo searches. So Facebook, and then having, like I said, my website information set to where it would read promptly and pop up as one of the number one or two pages doing the searches is what I do. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing that keeps me alive is the partnerships. You'd be surprised. A lot of people, the services isn't cheap, but by the time we partner, I partner with certain, and I'll just use the schools for example. You see me in these gyms, and it's not cheap, but we partner. So when we're doing part of this partnership, it's the advertisement. So I'll advertise through the client, actually. Mm-hmm. So by the time you tell the sporting team, hey, get a banner up, and then on your page, my information comes up as a sponsor, so forth and so on. So the partnerships that I create through certain clients, depending on the event type, is how I get my name out. Those banners in these gyms and the sporting facilities and these schools, they go a long ways. They go a very long ways.
They do. And again, like video projects for me when it's a event where there's a program book, having your name and or your logo, what have you, in that program book, people actually do look at that and read that. Yeah. There is value to that. So again, for those that are thinking about getting out on your own, I mean, these are things you have got to do in order to be successful, things that you have got to do. How do you know, you have these very diverse jobs that you do. And a lot of times folks may think that their only clientele, we're black, I'm only going to be able to do black things. I think you got to open up your mind to and open up your heart to and open up your abilities to the whole world, because it's a big world out here, right?
Yes.
You're not just trying to spend for T.I. and them, right? You're trying to spend for all of them.
Yeah, that's one of my mottos. All genres of music, any event, you know, just like McDonald's and Burger King, everybody dibbing and dabbing. They don't just make burgers. You know, they're getting into the apple pies and the chicken sandwiches now, you know. So you got to give variety. And that's me. You name a genre, I can come and I'm going to rock it out. But like during the week, I study music. I'm downloading, updating. The new music comes out for every genre. I don't just sit on hip hop. A pop, a rock, a country,
yeah,
you know, Hindi music, you know, it goes on and on. I go in these facilities and I may be the only person of my descent. You would probably think, oh, what are you going to do with us? I know this music, you know, so being able to understand all of this music, and it comes with hours and days of preparation before these events are even. They even called me to hire me for them. So my library of music and videos, it goes for weeks and months, Vince. It goes a long ways. So I spend a lot of time just downloading music, making sure I'm familiar with it, practicing different sets so that I can be as diverse with my menu that I offer to clients that I wouldn't even thought I would ever have hired me.
That's what it takes, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we're talking to DJ Webb, again, a great friend, but also I'm a fan because this brother, I mean, everybody, I think every young man on earth would say, man, I'm a DJ, or I'd like to be a DJ and provide music. And this gentleman has done this since the 80s, has done it for whether it's sports, whether it's celebrations, anniversaries, weddings, corporate events, but I mean, just all over. And does it very well, and reputation is great out there. So for those of you particularly, it's not just the Atlanta market, as he told you. You have some clients put them on a private plane and fly them to an island, or fly them West Coast, East Coast. I will look into it. I know that when you come through the room, when you get to your place, we do service with a smile. I think that's very important. You don't walk in cussing and fussing and with a mean mug on them, do you, DJ Webb?
Oh, I'm a big fella, so I have to smile extra anyways, you know?
That's right. Go ahead.
You know, most people judge a book by the cover, you know? Mm-hmm. And they don't realize once you read a book, you really find out what it's about. So for me, I'm a big fella. I stand 6'4". 265 pounds. I hope it'd be 255. But I have to smile extra, and I like to clean up real good too, you know?
Yeah.
I'm an older guy, so I like to put the hard bottoms on, you know? So that's where it starts too, the curb of people. Having a warm smile and a gentle conversation, very fun conversation, it starts there. That's what it's about.
Definitely. And like you say, yeah, we big, we tall, you know, we got these voices. You know, people can be intimidated a lot of times by a you know, black men. They are. I mean, that's kind of the reason why of all the situations. So, you know, again, fellas, suspect, you know, you come in with a smile, good morning, and then shaking of the hands and things like that. That helps start that relationship again going. That helps start building that trust. That helps start building your business. I can't stress that more. than that, because it is so true, man. And so, you know, one of the things we had connected on too, and this is what I thought was wonderful, man, when we got to talking, if you don't mind, we were talking about the Job Corps program, and right. It turned out, you know, that you had actually attended back in the day, and then you came with me over to the Atlanta Job Corps. We had what a wonderful time, you know, talking to the students and things, and you know, those life lessons that brought you to this, you know, to this point today, man, to be able to appreciate all these good things that's going on.
You know, my experience with Job Corps, trying to try something different. You know, like I said, I've been DJing for years and, you know, off and on, and not full time, but just kind of off and on, but consistently doing it. During my Job Corps experience, I went to Job Corps to be a certified nurse assistant. And I had fun with it, you know, and I learned a lot. You know, the atmosphere was different. I was in a different state from where I was raised, met a lot of different people, you know, but that was a powerful experience as well, because actually learning to and studying to be a nurse and nurse assistant, the customer service and your people skills.
That's right.
And one of the biggest things I got from that was body language.
Mm.
Body language. When you walk in a patient's room, no matter if it's a bad odor or what kind of condition they was in, because we had to deal with a lot of bed sore issues and giving customers, you know, the patients baths because they were elderly. Mm-hmm. But you can't frown.
That's right.
So body language. So, you know, the whole certified nurse assistant experience, and you know, that actually helped me do what I'm doing now, to be honest.
Right.
With people, the patients, you know, being patient with people.
That's why I wanted to, you know, bring that up. People don't realize, I mean, you're a sum of all your experiences that you've had in life, good, bad, neutral, ugly, whatever that you've been through in life. And again, it's about that mindset of how you process things and then what you do with those experiences. And so just like you say, yeah, man, my past jobs all added up to why I'm the way I am here today. Comcast Cable taught me how to, you know, customer service, how to do things fast. You know, I can shoot a video. I can do it. In fact, I did a radio spot this morning. Probably took me about 10 minutes, you know, mm-hmm. and send off the invoice. You know, it's like whoop, 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 you know. People take things for granted. And so that's why I really wanted to put this spotlight on customer service, because people like yourself those that don't know you know you. They on the outside and they say, man, this dude just got it made. He just doing his thing. He all over the place. He got a little hen, right? Didn't this, you know, all this. Yeah. They don't realize, man, all the blood, sweat, tears, experiences that went into making you the successful businessman that you are. And I just got to take my hat off to you. I'm on, hold it, crowd going crazy again.
Yeah, thanks, Vince. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It takes time, and it's not just one road, one sidewalk. You're going to have to walk the miles, you know, walk the blocks through life, and everything adds up. It's a puzzle. It's actual a puzzle. And each chapter, each person you meet, just like me, you and I, when we met, I'm going to tell you something. When we, a group reached out to me, and they said, hey, we need help doing this event. We was wondering what your rate would be, you know? And they told me about the event. I said, you know, it's going to be something I think I just want to partner with you with you guys. With, you know, I want to help y'all out because I see what you're doing. And this is how you and I met. And then they said, well, hey, do you know Vince Bailey? And I said, no, I don't know him. But he said, well, y'all going to hit off real well. You see. And you and I met at the conference table. Remember Cool Ray Phil?
That's right. Getting ready for Juneteenth. And that's right. That's right.
Because of that event, it touched me because they were doing something for the African-American community, bringing us together, bringing awareness. So at that point, I was like, nah, it won't be a fee. I'm going to take care of this. I was excited about it. So connections like that. So not only did I do something good for the community, the Gwinnett County community at the time, but I met some really solid people, you and North Johnson as well. And North and I are still in touch. So we keep in touch. And he was one of the people that was touched at that same conference table as well. You remember he donated the t-shirts for all the staff.
I got one downstairs. I looked at it the other day as I was cleaning out my closet. I said, no, we keeping that one, baby.
So moments like that, you know, I went in and just said, okay, I'm going to just kind of volunteer and donate my equipment and my time, you know. But that built the relationship between you and I. Man, you've been friends and our family. It's been how long, man? You know?
Yeah.
And even with North, I've done some personal events for him, you know?
Yeah.
So it doesn't just happen overnight. There's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. Like I say, to invest the equipment. And one thing I put a lot into is the quality of equipment, keeping my equipment updated. So I'm not walking in with burnout, worn down equipment as well. So keeping up on all of that, the know-how, just investing in the pre-event stuff, you know, and most of it is with people.
That's right. Investing with yourself. Yeah. Speaking of that event, remember, that was also the person that was in charge at that time, Nicole Love Hendrickson. She was working for the county. And guess what? Just this past January, she is now the chairman and CEO of one of the largest counties in the country here.
Yeah.
And that was where we all came together. So, hey, I'm telling you, folks, you may take it lightly. I don't. I take it seriously. This brother, take it seriously, your relationships, your customer service skills out here. So if someone wanted to get in contact with you, man, we went through time, so it seemed went so fast, so that tell me it was good information. How could they find you? How can they engage with DJ Webb?
Yeah, I'm always easy to reach by cell phone or email, but the best thing to do is go to my website, and of course my phone number is there. That number never changes, by the way. But that's the safest place to start, which is websdjservices.com, www.webs, that's WEBBS, djservices.com. And that's the website. My phone number, email address is there, and a little bio. Actually, they're going to see you featured on the page because one of the pictures that are there, one of the events I did with the Georgia Force Arena Football is where you and I worked together for some time. reference page, you know, you'll learn a whole lot about DJ Webb. So that's the best way to reach me. Go to my website, and I'm on Facebook as well, but the link to reach me on Facebook is on my website as well.
Very good. Very good. Well, DJ Webb, man, you keep spinning, grinning, doing the dang thing, man, on the ones and twos, threes and fours. Tell the family I said hi. We really appreciate you. Audience, this man right here, DJ Webb, right here on Black Mental Matters. Thanks so much, bro.
Thanks for having me.